A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since through the blood of Jesus we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living way he opened for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a sincere heart and an absolute trust, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, for the one who made the promise is trustworthy. We must consider how to rouse one another to love and good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more as you see the day drawing near. The word of the Lord. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another. These words from the letter to the Hebrews were meant to encourage believers who were not gathering with the faith community because of fear of persecution. There are many today who do not gather with the faith community, certainly here in the United States, but it has little to do with fear of persecution. There are many reasons for it. It could be due to lack of faith in God or anger with the church. And we are called to listen to them and to encourage them in the ways of faith. But today, they are not the ones who are the focus of my reflection in light of this reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Instead, I find myself thinking of various images flashing through my mind, of refugees in Iraq, Sudan, Syria, and Mexico, of invisible children living on streets all around the world, of protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, and in Paris, France, of grieving parents mourning the deaths of their sons and daughters from violence or accidents, of families feeling at a loss when one they love suffers with acute illness or terminal disease. I think of these people and their situations and others just like them, and I feel at a loss. How can we possibly encourage them? And then other images come to mind. Of the small delegation of Dominican sisters and brothers visiting our family members and the displaced communities of Iraq. Of Dominican sisters themselves refugees ministering to the people of their country torn apart by war, fundamentalism, and terrorism. Of a clip from the movie Selma when Martin Luther King Jr. goes to the morgue to be with the grandfather whose grandson had been shot and killed in the early days of the civil rights movement. Of people of faith participating in protests sparked by the grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City. Of friends and fellow church members gathering around a family as they face their son's journey with leukemia. Of Pope Francis during his visit to the Philippines, visibly moved by a young 12-year-old girl who had been an abandoned street child, and who's calling the world to learn how to cry for the poor, for those left to the sides. Or again, of the Pope visiting with a family whose daughter and sister had died from scaffolding falling on her during his mass in Tacloban. "I have no words," he said to them. But he was with them in their pain. Often in times of great suffering and sorrow, we have no words. Words are not always necessary. But what we do have is prayer and presence. we should not stay away from our assembly. We should not stay away from our sisters and brothers in their pain and suffering, their brokenness and heartache, wherever they are. When we choose not to stay away and instead be present, we learn not only how to cry for the poor, but with the poor. We cry in anger and frustration. We cry at injustice and extremism. We cry with pain and heartache. And when we choose not to stay away, we also discover hope. For these sisters and brothers teach us what it means to hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope. Their faith is their gift to us. That faith, that confession, that hope is in the one who is trustworthy. For he said, I will not abandon you. Wherever two or three of you are gathered, there I am in your midst. I am with you always. Our God came to us in Jesus Christ because of our sin and suffering. God desires to be with us in our brokenness, not separated from us. We who are made in God's image and likeness, we who are baptized into the body of Christ, are called to go to those who are persecuted, who are broken, who are suffering, who are abandoned, who are left to the side. We are called to go and be with them so that they can be with us, in order that we can rouse each other with encouragement and love. And together we will enter into the manifestation of our God, who is trustworthy, who is ever present, and who is always faithful.